right. Yeah, right.
How funny was that Reddit
post?
Oh
my God.
Did you see that?
Which one?
The Reddit post about the Tokyo partner trying to
trying to get away from
take a picture of an elk, like all close. And then one of the comments was like, "A Red Dead, a Redemption Ryu." So fucking funny.
I thought you talking about the other one.
I thought you were talking about
the one about the Dan Carlin history.
Which one was that?
Zeus chucked up a zinger, dude.
About the Tokyo partners are out of pocket in World War II.
Dude.
Tokyo partners. We need to discuss Tokyo partners more.
Oh, for sure.
Because that's a fucking great thing. The Tokyo partners are running wild in New York, dude. Man.
Are they really?
You should see how many partners I run into.
You've seen them
I got fucked up one night with Tokyo partners.
Did you really?
Yes.
They're a fun group to chill with.
Dude, we were after a show, we were walking by this table of Asian dudes.
Yeah.
The Tokyo partners.
Were they in suits?
It was the partners.
You see Asian dudes in suits.
Dude, it was 100% the partners.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they have a tiny model
they
house?
They had a table like this. It was a circular table. Yeah. They had sticks pointing at a small house.
Did they disapprove of the tiny model house?
Yeah, they were mad. And the guy who was disapproved, he got so shunned and embarrassed. But we walked by. The bar was empty, and it's just these dudes sitting in the back, the partners, mm-hmm. probably like three or four of them, and they were shitting on black dudes. And we walked by, and of course, that caught my ear. I was like, what'd you just say?
What now?
And they thought I was coming after them, so they were like, nothing? Did they know that I was
They clammed up on you?
They clammed up. Well, I walked by, I heard them shitting on black dudes.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck
you fucking
did you say?
Hit the e-brake?
Yeah. And I was like, I was hammered, so I sat down and started talking to these dudes, and they were all immigrants.
Dude, you're like the last samurai. You saw like a bunch of Japanese dudes mm-hmm. being racist, and you like got their culture, and you just became like so far. You're like, check this out. And like,
yeah, oh, I was like, watch
he
this.
He is too strong.
Black people always use Bluetooth. And they're like, oh, black people always use a Bluetooth. Like, yes, dude, you're getting it. But no, their stories were great. It was all about, because they were all Asian immigrants,
mm-hmm.
and all their kids get bullied, and they all get bullied by black dudes in their neighborhoods.
Oh, because at the school?
So they fucking hated black dudes. Black people are very mean to us. I was like, yeah, man, you guys talk funny.
I used to work with Korean guys, and that one guy literally pulled up. This dude, Danny, he's fucking such a pussy. He'd always be like, he'd make me carry everything. He'd be like, I need to get surgeries. I need to get surgeries. We'd pull up, and we had delivered to like Tamika's Lounge in West Philly, and he'd pull up, and he'd like stop and be like, oh, that's fucking the bad peoples. And I'm like, dude, come on, man.
Whoa.
He goes, I went to school in North Philly, got bullied every day.
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, you probably got fucked with so
hard. Oh my God.
He probably got fucked with so
bad. Dude, think
badly.
Of young black kids talking to fucking Asian exchange students.
Well, a lot of black people hate, a lot of people historically, there was like serious beef between black people and Koreans. Because Koreans were like a middleman minority for a while who were the only people who would open up stores in the hood.
Yeah.
And they'd buy shit off of like white dudes and merchants and then sell it in the hood and be like, oh, look, you do it.
Yeah.
Oh, you buy? You know Browse, get out.
It's so, a great dynamic that they both have.
If you're Korean, you have like a revolver and some bulletproof glass, you can come up in the hood.
Yeah. It's big time.
Now Poppy does it. Poppy edged out the Koreans.
I don't know. We got some fucking Koreans right down the corner.
Some
bulletproof glass.
Yeah,
dude.
They get behind a bulletproof, dude. You get a fucking like old rusty
set
revolver.
Up the barricade. Start selling your wares to the local black people.
That is such a depressing fucking bit. Just sit behind bulletproof glass all day and just spin a fucking thing.
Spin a weird case to give like one dude a blunt wrap.
Yeah.
$1.
$1. Thank you. And just go back to watching a Korean soap opera on your phone, dude. Yeah, man. My boss came in. He like called me in the office the one time. I forget if I talked about this or not, but he would give me like business ideas and dude, like completely unironically, like not trying to be funny, not even trying to be offensive. He was like, you know, there's a good business. And I was like, what? And he was like, pet shops. It's like a black people's love to spend money about the pit boo. And I'm like, dude, are you fucking like then literally looking? He was not fucking trying to be funny. He's like, they spend a lot of money on dog stuff. I'm like, what, dude? Where the fuck are you coming up with
dude,
this
your
from?
Korean accent makes me so happy.
I was immersed in the culture, dude.
You were.
For
you
fucking
were the
years.
Fucking last samurai.
I was the
samurai.
I was the last guy to steal a case of beer out of a Korean beer distributor and not get caught. Dude, they grilled me. They knew I did it. They didn't have cameras or anything. The one
they
guy
knew.
Counted. They hand counted their inventory. I took one of those, like, you know those refrigerator 12-packs?
Yeah.
I took a refrigerator 12-pack of MG. I was like, just sell me beer. And they're like, well, sell you. I was 19. I was like, you fucking pussies. So I took a refrigerator 12-pack, and they called me in the office, and they're like, Did you take the MGDs? And I'm like, nah, dude, I didn't take the fucking MGDs.
You stole the MGDs from the fucking partners?
Dude, I'll never again.
From the Soul Partners?
I got busted from the Soul Partners, dude.
The Soul Partners will get you.
I stole a 12-pack of, they were ice cold, dude. I put them in my fridge and
you're lucky that wasn't real Tokyo Partners.
Oh, they would have fucked. The Yakuza's would have came in, dude.
The Tokyo Partners would have got you.
They would have caught me in like a snowy field, dude, and kill-billed me. It would have fucked me up, dude.
For the MGDs, dude.
But yeah, man.